Welcome to episode 146 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we wrap up Fort McHenry Week by looking at the poem itself, The Star Spangled Banner. People in the United States hear the national anthem over and over. But not many people know that the song we sing is actually just the first stanza of a larger poem. The Star Spangled Banner is really four verses long, and I'm going to read the whole thing to you now. Oh say, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? On the shore dimly seen through the mists of the deep, where the foe's haughty host in dread silence reposes, what is that which the breeze o'er-towering steep, as it fitfully blows, half conceals, half discloses? Now it catches the gleam of the first morning beam, in full glory reflected, now shines on the stream. 'Tis the star-spangled banner, oh, long may it wave, o'er the land of the free, and the home of the brave. And where is that band that so vauntingly swore, that the havoc of war and battle's confusion, a home and a country should leave us no more? Their blood has washed off their foul footsteps' pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Oh, thus be it ever when freemen shall stand between their loved homes and war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 146 of the Daily Brainwave. Now, as I mentioned, I created a documentary on Fort McHenry, so if you're interested in supporting the show and learning a few things while you're at it, you can buy the DVD online through my website, www.dailybrainwave.com. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Listener Theme Week is coming up quick, so send me your topic ideas to get featured on the show. And I know this week was very United States-centric, but I also know that we have many, many listeners overseas. I've seen the numbers. We've got folks up in Canada. I know you're listening. And folks over in Asia, Europe. Feel free to send me ideas. Don't be scared. I'm not going to turn you away just because they're not from the U.S. In fact, I encourage an international perspective. Would love to hear what you guys have to say. And with that, we wrap up Fort McHenry Week. Make sure you tune in tomorrow as we head to China to take a look at one of the most epic stories in history, the Romance of the Three Kingdoms.